I'm here with Brad Aspey, Interlochen Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, our Minister of Culture. Brad, there's always something fabulous happening around here within any number of days, and I'm sure you have got a bead drawn on something coming up soon.
Boy, do I ever. His name is Jonathan Biss. He's a fantastic pianist. He's performing here at Interlochen on Tuesday, January 14th at 7:30. Get this. The BBC Music Magazine called him one of the most thoughtful and technically accomplished pianists of the younger generation. And that's something coming from the BBC Music Magazine.
Yeah, it is.
Jonathan Biss lives in New York and tours the world playing the piano. And his work is not, as the quote indicates, his work is not just technically really superior. He's full of statements and poetry, and the way he plays and the interpretation is just remarkable. I talked to Jonathan Biss recently, and I asked him about his tours, because on a particular tour, he'll play the same program over and over again. Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel a need to change it up. And I asked him if the works themselves change over the course of the tour.
They do change, not necessarily in ways that I could pinpoint. I mean, first of all, there's just circumstances. You know, on this tour, for example, I would say the size of the venues will vary from about 200 seats to close to 3,000, which is a substantial difference. And then, of course, there's the question of acoustics, and there's the question of pianos. So, I mean, you know, the intimacy or lack thereof, you know, plays a huge role in the way, not just the way one plays, but the way one perceives the music. It, you know, the pieces seem very different when you're hyper aware of the audience close up, or whether the audience seems more, I wouldn't say at bay, but more removed in some way. So, I mean, there, yeah, it changes based on kind of logistical things like that. But then beyond that, yes, again, the experience of playing a piece really turns it into a different piece. And that's especially true with great music.
So a craftsman and a poet, yes. Wow.
Exactly. Jonathan Biss, and he's performing at Interlochen in Dendrinos Chapel. That's Tuesday, January 14th at 7:30 p.m., tickets.interlochen.org for all the details.
Now, let's talk briefly. He is coming to the very tiny, very intimate, very lovely Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall.
Right.
And where's he going next?
Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, Carnegie Hall.
From Dendrinos to Carnegie Hall, from intimate to big in all sorts of ways. And I asked him, you know, what's the personal significance of performing in Carnegie Hall? And he said, hey, it's Carnegie Hall. That was his only answer.
So, that's a good answer.
It put me in my place, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. So again, that's to let you know that if you're coming to this concert, you are going to have a Carnegie Hall experience, but
it's the same
customized for the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall.
It's the same program, but like you said, like he said, customized for a smaller, more intimate crowd.
Wow. Again, how we get tickets for that?
Tickets.interlochen.org.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Brad.
Well, thanks, Kate.